Hi everybody, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Christopher.
Today we're doing fun facts, right? We're going to learn some fun things about fun stuff. One of those fun things today is good luck charms. Do you have one?
I used to when I was younger. I had a lucky coin, and whenever I wanted to make a decision, I would flip the coin in the air. And if I wanted something, it would be heads, and tails would be like, no. So I asked the coin for like yes, no advice, or when I couldn't make a decision. But eventually I realized as soon as the coin was in the air, I knew what side I wanted to come down, so I no longer needed the coin.
Okay. How was it lucky?
Maybe.
Maybe, right.
How about you?
I don't think so. I used to wear a necklace that had a lucky symbol on it, but it broke. It was very cheap. So, no, not now.
Okay, did any luck come from that charm?
Maybe. I'm not sure. It's a bit strange luck. Well, let's take a look at some of these good luck charms. We're also going to be talking about cold weather in today's article. So let's begin.
Reading. Fun facts. 1. Many people have good luck charms, but did you know that several Silicon Valley startups have one of their own? Can you guess what it is? A. An iPod. B. A website. C. A building. You're a real tech head if you chose C. A number of successful Silicon Valley companies started in the same building at 165 University Avenue in Palo Alto, California. The first tenant was Logitech, which now makes computer accessories. Then Google rented offices in the building, as did the online payment company PayPal. Curiously enough, Facebook also tried to sign a lease for the building, but was rejected. 2. Antarctica is the coldest place on Earth. But do you know how much snow falls there? A. It snows a lot there. B. It snows very little there. C. No one knows how much it snows there. You didn't freeze up if you guessed B. Even though Antarctica is blanketed in snow, very little snow falls on the frigid continent. That is because Antarctica's snow doesn't melt. Snowfall is so rare, the continent is technically a desert. Nevertheless, the precipitation that settles there usually sticks around for a while.
Okay, our fun facts article begins, many people have good luck charms.
We've just been talking about them, coins and necklaces and stuff.
That's right. A charm is an object that is thought to have magical powers or make someone kind of bring luck.
Okay, spelled C-H-A-R-M. So, for example, you could say a lucky rabbit's foot is a charm. Many people think a rabbit's foot is lucky and it brings you good luck.
That's right. It's an actual foot from a rabbit.
Whoa.
They change the color sometimes. Another good luck charm that people believe in is the four-leaf clover.
Yeah.
Now, clover is just like a tiny little leaf, a plant, but it's normally in three leaves, equal size. But if you find a four-leaf clover, it's like a mutation. Super lucky.
So here's a sentence. Mandy has a charm bracelet with good luck objects from all around the world. So she's got lots of different things on there. She must be really lucky.
Mm-hmm. The article continues, but did you know that several Silicon Valley startups have one of their own? So Silicon Valley has its own lucky charm.
Okay, but what's a startup?
Okay, a startup, spelled S-T-A-R-T-U-P, one word, start and up, startup. A startup is a business that has just been started.
Okay, so any kind of company can be a startup as
long as
it's in its early stages.
Correct.
So what are the lucky, what is the lucky charm for these Silicon Valley companies? Is it A, an iPod?
B, a website?
Or is it C, a building?
So which one do you think it is, Pat?
Well, Silicon Valley is all about technology, so I'm going to go iPod. How about you?
I think some of those buildings are probably older than an iPod.
True.
And Apple's wasn't successful for a long time, so I'm going to go with maybe a building.
Okay, well, the article says you're a real tech head if you chose C. You tech head, it's a building. So C, tech head, or Chris, this is just a way of saying that somebody has the kind of mind that's good with technology, okay? So you could also use other kind of something head to describe a person who's good for that.
Right,
so
exactly.
A gearhead is someone who likes working on cars, okay?
That's right.
And a number of these successful Silicon Valley companies started in the same building, which must be why it's good luck charm.
Right. The building is at 165 University Avenue in Palo Alto, California, which is where, you know, Apple is located and other companies.
Okay, cool.
The first tenant was Logitech, which now makes computer accessories.
Yes, I've heard of them.
Yeah, I've had Logitech
software bits. Yeah, sure. So there we saw the word tenant, which is spelled T-E-N-A-N-T. Tenant, and this is a noun. And a tenant is someone who pays rent for the use of or to occupy land, usually a building, but it could be a property like a store. So at the moment, I rent a house, so I am the tenant. Okay?
That's right. Now, we also heard accessory, or we heard accessories, which is the plural, but accessory is spelled A-C-C-E-S-S-O-R-Y, accessory. And if you want to make it plural, you replace the Y with I-E-S, accessories. Now, this is something that isn't essential, but desirable because it contributes to the overall effectiveness of something.
Okay.
So, for example, a computer mouse is an accessory that isn't necessary, and it's not necessary because you can do all the commands on a computer
a
with a keyboard.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I haven't got a mouse. I use one of those touchpads. So,
Don't
need it.
Yes, exactly. But however, the mouse does make using the computer more convenient.
Sure. Okay, so that's an accessory. Mm-hmm. You could also talk about personal accessories like jewelry and watches.
You don't
need them, but they make you look nice.
That's right.
Okay, so that was Logitech. They were the first. The article says, then Google rented offices in the building and did the online payment company PayPal. So they both have it.
Ah, that's right. Now we heard rent, which is the verb R-E-N-T, rent. To rent means to gain use of another person's property in return for regular payments.
Mm-hmm.
So we heard the word tenant earlier. So a tenant rents a place.
Ah, I see. Mm. So we could say, I rent my apartment. So I have to send money to the landlord on the 10th of every month. I pay the rent or I rent the apartment.
That's
okay, the article goes on. Curiously enough, Facebook also tried to sign a lease for the building, but was rejected. They didn't get it.
Oh.
Okay. A lease is a contract. It's a piece of paper you sign when you rent something. Okay, and it's usually for a fixed amount of time. You could say, my apartment lease is for 1 year. Or it's a year-by-year basis, meaning you sign a new one, a new lease, which is a new contract, every year.
That's right. For my place that I live in now, I have a year-long lease. But I can get it extended when the time is up.
Okay. Well, let's move on to our next fun fact. The article says Antarctica is the coldest place on Earth. But do you know how much snow falls there? So Antarctica, of course, the South Pole right at the bottom, really cold. But how much snow falls there?
Okay. Well, A, it snows a lot there.
Okay. B, it snows very little there.
Or C, no one knows how much it snows there.
I'm going to go for C. I'd say it's too cold for people to go to some of the places, and I bet they just can't measure it, so they don't know.
I'm going to go with that maybe it snows a lot, because I know it's a very cold place, and I'm from a cold place, Michigan, and there's lots of snow there, so it must be too much snow.
Well, the answer says you didn't freeze up if you guessed B. B? No snow?
We're both wrong.
Ridiculous. Ugh. Okay, so the phrase there, to freeze up, okay? If you freeze up, you become frightened or anxious, and you're unable to move or speak or do something. You're like,
That's right. Oh, he froze up. We'll continue.
Oh, right.
Many people freeze up during speeches, especially also during, like, maybe speaking examinations.
Yeah, or tests. Any kind of test can make you freeze up.
Yeah, especially, like, an oral exam. Mm-hmm. I know when I studied French in college, I would always freeze up when my teacher would ask French questions. I'm like,
Yeah, he froze up there.
I know how to answer, but in English, not French.
Not French. The article goes on and says, even though Antarctica is blanketed in snow, very little snow falls on the frigid continent. So there is snow, but it doesn't fall. I think it's a trick question. That's not nice.
That isn't nice.
Okay, we've got a few big words in that sentence, so let's discuss them, okay? And the first one is blanket, and this is actually a verb.
Mm-hmm.
It's normally a noun, goes on your bed, but it's a verb here, B-L-A-N-K-E-T, spelled the same way. And as a verb, it means to cover something as if with a blanket. So if the ground is blanketed in snow, it means that the ground is covered in a blanket of snow, like someone's thrown a big, white, thick blanket of snow all over the land.
That's right. Here's an example sentence. I love walking in the park in autumn because the leaves blanket the pathway.
Well, yeah, they cover it completely.
That's right. So you have all these different color leaves. It looks really pretty, like a stitch blanket.
Yeah.
The other word we heard was frigid, spelled F-R-I-G-I-D, frigid. And it means extremely cold.
Ooh.
Pat seems to be experiencing the frigidness
really
of the room.
But frigid.
We also have, it can mean like stiff or formal in manner.
I say, don't talk to me. Yeah. I'm wealthy.
So
I'm
he's
rich.
Acting out what it's like to be a frigid person.
Yeah.
Now, in this sense, with the stiff manner and you're very formal, we use that for people.
Mm.
We wouldn't use it for the weather. You wouldn't say the weather is, you know, stiff and formal.
I'm not talking to you. I'm the sun. No,
yeah,
that's not going to happen. Frigid here means cold, and we said frigid continent. Okay, a continent is spelled C-O-N-T-I-N-E-N-T, continent. And this is one of the main land masses of Earth, okay? And there are seven. You should be able to name them all. Let's go through it. Africa. Antarctica.
Oh, Australia.
Yeah, Europe.
North America.
South America.
Okay.
Okay, Asia.
Yes,
Asia as
well.
That's seven. Yeah. Okay, and Chris and I are from different continents. He's from North America, and I'm from Europe.
Mm-hmm. That is, we'll continue the article. That is because Antarctica's snow doesn't melt.
Oh, gotcha. Oh,
okay, so snowfall is so rare that the continent is technically a desert.
A desert?
Yeah.
What?
I always think the desert is really hot.
Hot and sandy, right?
Right.
But no, Antarctica is technically a desert. Okay, the word technically means according to the rules or the laws, okay? So it means by the kind of strict definition of desert, Antarctica is a desert. Here's another example. Though no one owns the home, it's technically against the law to enter the premises. So no one owns it, no one lives there, but if you go in, you are technically breaking the law.
That's right, you could be arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, nevertheless, the precipitation that settles there usually sticks around for a while.
Okay.
Okay, so precipitation is spelled P-R-E-C-I-P-I-T-A-T-I-O-N. Precipitation.
Okay, and what does it mean?
Okay, it just means the water that falls from the sky.
Oh, like, so rainfall is precipitation.
Exactly.
Okay, I see. We also saw in that sentence the phrase stick around, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And stick around means to stay somewhere and not go away. So the rain falls, it kind of becomes snow and ice, but it stays there. It doesn't go anywhere else, okay? So it's also this today's shortcut for you. So let's check out their video. Stick around. We'll be back.
shortcut for you.
So, Spider-Man, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Okay, but I have to do something. Would you mind sticking around?
No, don't stick me with your webs.
Calm down. Stick around just means stay where you are for a while.
That's a relief. Stick around means 持续停留.
You got it. So, can you stick around for a bit?
Okay, but where are you going?
I've got to save the city from Electro. Stick around. I'll be back.
Okay.
Thanks for sticking around.
Ah, you did it again.
I know. And I'll do it a third time, okay?
A third time.
Because that's the end of today's article, but stick around! There we go.
We still have our...
I did it. We've still got our For You chat question. Yeah. Okay, let's go to that.
For You chat.
Hi guys, welcome to our For You chat question. Thanks for sticking around! Four times! I'm great. Okay, today's question is, where is the coldest place you've ever been?
Alright, where is the coldest place I've ever been? I'm going to say my home state of Michigan.
Okay.
It's a very cold state. So, like, the Midwest, all the states in the Midwest, mm-hmm. mostly Minnesota and like Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan. They're okay. very cold places. We have the lakes around us. So it has cold weather in the winter.
Okay.
And I remember the coldest it ever was, maybe, I'm trying to do it in Celsius for you. I think it was somewhere like 20 below Celsius.
Oh,
something
okay.
very, very cold.
That beats me.
Where I go outside and I breathe in through my nose, and mm-hmm. any moisture in there, any, like, water...
It turns into ice?
Yes.
In your nose?
Yes.
Oh, God!
It stings. It hurts really bad.
Right.
But how about you? Where's the coldest
okay.
place you've ever been?
The coldest place I've ever been to is in your country.
Ooh.
Okay. It was in New York City about 10 years ago. It was really cold. There was ice all over the rivers. Okay. We read it was 19 below zero, so not quite 20, but 19 below zero when the wind was blowing. And it was so cold that we were walking around, we were on vacation, we were tourists, but we'd get maybe three blocks and we'd just get so cold we'd have to go inside into a coffee shop or a store that we didn't really want to visit, just to get warm again.
Now, you know, I have to... say that I've experienced that same thing.
Yeah.
Not in Michigan, because I know how to bundle up.
Mm-hmm.
Bundle up means to put on a lot of layers.
Okay.
But when I went to your country
mm-hmm.
Two Chinese New Years ago,
right.
my girlfriend was with me, and she was so cold that we had to keep going into cafes and restaurants. So I kept, like, spending money to just stay warm.
just
and
keep her warm.
I was like... put on more clothes.
Okay,
it's
so
better to be
if you guys want to know why we came to Taiwan, it's to escape that stuff. We hate cold weather. We've come here where it's hot almost all the time.
Yeah.
All right, that's the end of today's lesson, but not the end of the article. Join us again tomorrow for two more fun facts. Stick around.
Five times.
We'll be back. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Fun facts. 1. Many people have good luck charms, but did you know that several Silicon Valley startups have one of their own? Can you guess what it is? A. An iPod. B. A website. C. A building. You're a real tech head. If you chose C, a number of successful Silicon Valley companies started in the same building at 165 University Avenue in Palo Alto, California. The first tenant was Logitech, which now makes computer accessories. Then Google rented offices in the building, as did the online payment company PayPal. Curiously enough, Facebook also tried to sign a lease for the building, but was rejected. 2. Antarctica is the coldest place on Earth. But do you know how much snow falls there? A. It snows a lot there. B. It snows very little there. C. No one knows how much it snows there. You didn't freeze up if you guessed B. Even though Antarctica is blanketed in snow, very little snow falls on the frigid continent. That is because Antarctica's snow doesn't melt. Snowfall is so rare, the continent is technically a desert. Nevertheless, the precipitation that settles there usually sticks around for a while.
Vocabulary Review.
Charm. I have a charm in my car that is supposed to bring me good luck. Rent. My parents rented an apartment for a while before they bought a house. Blanket. These hills are blanketed with flowers each spring. Continent. There are 7 continents in the world, and Asia is the largest one. Technically. I've technically never visited South Korea since I've only been in an airport there.